Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for my husband today, Pastor Cornelius Crankfield Sr. Truly, I thank God for this ministry of the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. This morning, I would like to go into the book of Daniel, the third chapter. But first, I would like to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, I truly thank God for your righteousness and your glory. Thank you for you, the Almighty God. I thank you for your righteousness and your immortality. I thank you for you are the life, hallelujah, light of all that you are to make us be life of you, upon you. Thank you for these lively stones that, Lord, that we can utilize and to worship you more and more. Lord God, may your blessing be upon each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Truly, I thank God for the book of the Word of God, and I would like to go to Daniel, the third chapter. And I truly thank God, and those who have ears to hear, let's hear what the Lord is saying to us. And I'd like to talk to you about the three Hebrew men. These are the fiery men. And I truly thank God because they have the fiery faith and believe in all to the Almighty God. They believe in the possibility. And now this morning, I would like to read, starting at the, thank you, Lord, of the 16th verse of Daniel, the third chapter. And I'm going to give you a summary. These three Hebrew men was a more like a ruler to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. But Nebuchadnezzar had built an image, a golden image, and he wanted everybody to worship this image. He invited the governors, the counselors, and all the rest of the officials to come to worship this image. But in the midst of those officials, there were three Hebrew men who will not worship that false idol, will not worship that golden image, because they believe in the Almighty God. They will not go against their faith and what the king want them to do. But they trust in the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They believe in the Almighty, and they're willing to trust in him, willing to give their life up just for the Almighty. They're willing to do whatever they have to please him. But now I would like to go into Daniel, the third chapter, like I said. And I would like to read, starting the 15th verse. Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Now, Nebuchadnezzar was really talking to Shadrach and Abednego about them need to worship this image that he had made. But the Hebrew men would not do that. And this is what the outcome. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answer and say to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fire furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. See, they have that faith. They believe in the possibility. They even told the king, even he will deliver us out of your hand. So that's how powerful their faith are. Their faith was not wavering. They ain't try to die or say, okay, let me see if God really gonna deliver me. No, their mind was made up. They're willing to go through whatever test that God will put them on or in. They're willing to go through it. Because why? They believe in the Almighty God. And then it said, but if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his countenance was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. These men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fire furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fire furnace. So they weren't worried about it because they know that their God will deliver them. They know without a shadow of doubt. And then I go further, starting at the 24th. The king was a stone and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselor, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Those men had the glory of God upon them. They did not burn, because God's glory shielded those three men in that fiery furnace. So that fire couldn't burn them, because they had the glory of God, the anointing of God upon them. And so that was the king was so astonished at those four characters in that fiery furnace. How could they survive in that fire? Because of the glory of God shield those men in that fiery furnace. It's amazing how the Lord wants to shield us with his protection. And because of the men's faith, their fiery faith, help got them where they are in that furnace. Because of their faith was so powerful and so strong, God had to intervene through his son to help those men in that fiery trial. So we are in that fiery trial today, but we need to stand strong and stand firm and believing in what God said in his word. Now, let me read further on to this. Then, in the 26th, Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the prince, governors, and captains, and the king counselor, gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire has no power. Listen now. The fire has no power. Nor was a hair of their heads singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Keep in mind, like I said, the glory of God was upon these Hebrew men. So that's the reason why God intervened manifest himself upon these three men because of their faith. Because of their faith, God intervened, manifest himself, that he had to prove to the king how mighty he is in this day. So God wants us to have that faith, just like the Hebrew men, to show the devil who has the upper hand. Because we are serving a true and mighty God. We are living the day and hour, and we should not be afraid what the devil say or do. You should not let any situation hold you back. Not even your sickness hold you back. Not even poverty hold you back. Not even depression hold you back. You need to know who your God is. You need to know that you know that you know who you serving in this day and hour. We are to serve the Almighty God. If you say that you are a born again believer, you shall let nothing stop you in this day and hour that we are living in. You should not let Satan hold you back. You should know who you are. The Hebrew men know who they are. And they were letting the king know who they were serving. He let the Hebrew men let the king know they serving a true and living God. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are serving a true and living God. He is that same God that he did for the Hebrew men. He's that same God he could do for you today. And I truly thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And I thank God for his son, Yeshua. His name, Jesus, Yeshua. He raised from the dead. He did all that he's supposed to do to bring us into the kingdom of God. We shall let nothing hold us back when we believe in the Almighty God. Now, this is what the king said to the children of Israel. Praise God. To the Hebrew men. In 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angels and delivered his servant that trust in him, and changed the king's word and yield their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. And the king said, therefore I made decree that every people, nation, language, which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut in pieces, and their house shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. So God convinced Nebuchadnezzar who he really is. God convinced the king who he really is, that he respect these three Hebrew men because of their faith. My brothers and sisters, let's trust in God and don't let the devil shake your ground. May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield, an outreach ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program, or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718. Everything.